Hello and welcome to the Real to Rank podcast, the podcast that ranks your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. I'm Devin Specht, and with me as always is my brother Dayton.
Hey, howdy, everybody.
And today it's RoboCop again, but, yeah. But painted black.
We're doing it again. We're painting it black, everybody.
I see a RoboCop, and I want it painted black.
It needs to be sleek and modern, so get rid of all that chrome silvery shit. We want to...
Yeah, nothing is chrome in the future.
Nothing. We live in the future. I don't see a chrome one. I haven't seen chrome nothing.
Excuse me. My web browser is chrome.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
2014 RoboCop, everybody.
It's the reboot that it's better than 3. They did it. Mad Men.
Yeah. Mad Lads did it. Who could have thunk it?
You know, I gotta give them credit, because remember in RoboCop 2 how I said that RoboCop on a motorcycle looked like the most ridiculous thing?
They made it work in this one.
They made it work. They managed to make RoboCop look cool on a motorcycle. And they've rectified that sin.
And even, to be fair, ultimately, like, the all-black kind of sleek look did start to grow on me eventually, because I could kind of see what they're... But I just... What he ended up with, and we'll get to it, what he ended up with at first and then at the end... did look way better.
It did. It was like, wow. Yeah, he looks fucking wicked here in the early stuff, and then at the end he looked fucking wicked, mm-hmm. And then they're like, paint him black, and I was like, it's not as good.
Well, it's Michael Keaton. He had to, because he's Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, I ultimately found it to be fine as a movie, but I wanted more because it was a RoboCop thing, mm-hmm. And not that, like, look, the sequels aren't that great. Like, RoboCop 2 is fairly okay, and RoboCop 3 is hot garbage. But that first one is something special.
Yeah, that first one's definitely solid. And, you know, I don't think it's one of those where it's, like, you can't... Where it's, like, off-limits to try and reboot. I do think there's a lot there that you can work with. And this movie does try. It does try to do different angles with stuff that I appreciated. I did appreciate some of the... How they modernized a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. This one is very similar to 3, has a really strong cast in it. I thought that was really cool. Everybody's acting their, like, most everybody's acting their ass off.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You know, they care, like, performances really carry the movie, because, you know, it does, it's not without its flaws, but I don't think it deserves it's a piece of shit sort of reputation.
You know? No, and I don't think it has one. I think it just has a...
It's just a reboot.
It's just horrifically okay.
Yeah, it suffers from rebootitis. Like, it checks all the boxes of a reboot and then follows through with it, in which case, most of the time, it's just mid.
It's just a bastion of compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... It is very safe. I don't feel like it, like, really does anything to... It changes a few details, but then, you know, there's other stuff.
Mm.
And then it has the same kind of reboot thing where it's just like, here's stuff from the other movie that you liked. We've got an Ed 209. Does that make you happy?
Yeah. It also does stuff where it's like, this is the first installment, so we're going to build toward the iconic stuff for the sequel. You know, it has some of that, too, which reboots tend to do. Which I never understand, because if you're just do the thing that everybody likes. You know what I mean? Like, just do the stuff. I really liked the Ed 209, like, the robot redesigns in this, I really liked.
I liked the look of the Ed 209s and then the, Ultron bots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those fucking, the Iron Legion.
I just kind of looked at them and was like, oh yeah, you got those from Tony Stark, huh? Like
the a year early, too, wow.
Yeah, but I mean... They look like dead ringers for that shit.
Yeah. Well, like one could argue that fucking the Iron Legion looks like dead ringers for the Omnicorp fucking robots.
Yeah. The drones.
Mm-hmm. The drones were cool.
Yeah, and they get close to some ideas. I just feel like it needs a little bit more overall. Mm-hmm. But... Yeah, it is a solid C-minus movie.
Yeah, I give it like a B-minus. You know, I ultimately I did ultimately enjoy it, because this is my first time watching it, but, you know, yes. I really, I don't know. When you got like a strong cast and they give good performances, and you know, even like a mid story and a mid script can, you know, it works. I do think it works. Like it does. It didn't, you know, as I still like the first one more, but it didn't do anything where I was like, this is the whole IP is reparably damaged. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
No, nothing
it
like
did
that.
feel like it's, you know, mid to not mid to yeah, mid 2000s or
Mid-2010s.
mid 2010s, you know, reboot movie. And, you know, kind of in the same boat of like the Ninja Turtles movies when they did those again, but
I think those did it a little bit better,
those did
but
do a
yeah.
little bit better, but it's in that kind of same similar niche, I guess you would say.
Yeah, well, it's the time period, you know, the style of the
The
time.
styles of the time 10 years ago.
Yeah, where you just did that. Like the Total Recall.
I've never seen that either.
I haven't seen that either, but apparently it leads more into
The book?
like the book.
Where it's the big underground tunnel?
And in which case I'm like, then why didn't you just call it what the book was named? Why'd you call it Total
Because
Recall?
that doesn't have the same brand recognition.
Yeah, I know, but when you give me Total Recall and they're not on Mars, I'm like, but you sold me like a bit, like I don't know. You expect
You sold
things.
me a false bill of goods.
Because I wanted a three-titted woman on Mars, sir.
I expected more people who made this.
I
Is it Colin
expected
Farrell in that?
33% more boob. There is. That is true.
And the
On
title of
average.
today's episode. But yeah, we should just hop right into the
Up right into
RoboCop.
mouth sounds.
You guys getting ready, similar to what I do before we hit the record button on this. Ba 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 ba
Yeah.
ba.
Yeah,
It's Scatman John. He's opening the movie for us.
it's a scab man.
Man.
Oh man, that would move it up from a C minus to a
That
C.
would, you gotta love that guy.
May he rest in
May he
peace.
rest in peace.
Yeah, but it's Pat Novak and Samuel Jackson's here. He's our news, and we can tell it's the future because instead of being like a traditional one set, no, this is 360, and he just pulls shit up from the
That
background.
was really cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's like, let me see this.
Let me see this, and let me see all this, and
Samuel L. Jackson plays like a right-wing Fox News propagandist.
yeah, he's like kind of like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, but for the TV, and he's
Yeah,
all
Bill
like
O'Reilly
Bill
of
O'Reilly,
2028.
yeah, and he's like, this is the Novak element. Where on the periodic table is that? Don't ask. And
It's next to beryllium.
it's next to the unobtainium.
Yeah.
So he's going on, and I guess that they have American troops in Afghanistan because he has like.
Iran. They're in Tehran. Yeah, but they're yeah, there's he has troops on the ground in the Pentagon's war room. Which has much less fighting than one would anticipate.
Yeah, I guess robots are really working out in the future. So they got news crews, and they're all, you know. It's cool to see that they put the Ed 209, like what the Dick Jones originally dreamed, like the dream of Dick Jones is finally coming to fruit.
Dick's dream is
Dick's dream. Yeah, it's come to
finally
fruition.
being flushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have those and the unmanned drones for Omnicorp. And yeah, the guy Maddox is there with the news crew and like, you guys are tagged red.
Yep,
that
your
means
red
they can't
assets are
get you,
cool, yeah.
and like they won't hit you. And this is something that comes up later. It's important. But the time it came back up, I was like, oh yeah, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, they mention it here in little bits throughout the thing. And
Yeah.
Maddox is played by Jackie Earle Haley. He's solid. I like he's a dick. He's our resident douchebag anti-robot guy. Well, he's pro-robot, but I guess
He's pro robot.
he's
He's
anti-cyborg. Yeah, which is a
anti-cyborg.
strong stance.
He's like, I want him one way or the other.
I
No
hate
gray
Victor
area.
Stone.
You know what? Fuck Reese's Pieces. You're either peanut butter or you're chocolate, and the merger of the two, I cannot abide
I
by.
refuse to acknowledge.
I refuse to acknowledge Reese's supremacy. But yeah, they're doing some sort of operation in Tehran where they have people out on the streets and they're just, it looked like they're shaking him down. I don't really know what they're.
I think that they were looking, I guess, like, they were trying, because they mentioned, Novak mentions, like, pacification. So maybe they're looking for terrorists or people who are, you know, like, non-friendlies, I guess you would say.
Yeah, because, and they eventually find him, because there's a guy, or a whole family, and they're, like, in fear. As Novak's talking about how, like, look how secure they are.
Everybody loves us!
And they're, like, huddled up in terror
mm-hmm.
against this, like, robots, and then, yeah, it's revealed that there's a plot to just die on television, to these people have to bomb themselves on TV to bring more things with their, you know, like, bring more awareness to the fact that things are really bad.
Yeah, and so, like, they suicide bomb a bunch of the Ed-209s, and people, like, the news crew almost get shot, and then, you know, Novak quickly, like, oh, let's move away from that. And then he starts talking about other stuff about...
Well, no, because the kid comes out with a knife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The Ed-209 shoots a kid.
Yeah, which never comes back up. Like, it's never really... I think it's because it's all, like, part of the Dreyfus, the Richard Dreyfus Act.
Yeah, he's... Richard Dreyfus ran for president, and he was like, no more robots.
And, yeah, apparently in 2028, they're just like, no, you can't have drones and robots be a part of the police force. Mm-hmm. That's the whole act.
Yeah, and, I guess, right? Well, I guess the, I don't know, like, it's very nebulous as to what it is, but it's the big hurdle in the way of Omnicorp.
That's my impression of what the Dreyfus Act was that robots and drones couldn't be used with, like, lethal force on American soil.
Okay. That sounds about right. Yeah, because it's pretty, like, again, it's pretty nebulous as to, like, the full-on what exactly the fuck Richard Dreyfus had against fucking Herbie, but shit went down.
Herbie is a godless abomination. That love bug needs help.
That love bug needs to die.
Yeah. Yeah, did you get the impression? Yeah, they really saved some money on Samuel L. Jackson since he's only ever on that set. They probably had him like 3 days just
probably
to do
like
these.
Probably like a day.
to knock out these.
There you go. Put on this really bad wig and, you know, I'll do like a day's worth of work and get you out of here.
Yeah, here's Michael Keaton. He's here.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, there's a lot of people in this. Fucking Michael Keaton, Gary Oldman, Michael K. Williams, you know, Joel Kinnaman and Abby Cornish. They got people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of people in it, mm-hmm. but now we go to Detroit, which is not a crime-ridden hellhole.
Well, they say it's a crime-ridden hellhole, but we don't get any sort of establishing shots to, like, this is, like, crime has skyrocketed in the city of Detroit. The Motor City is under siege by crime. Not really. About as much as, you know, about as fucked as it normally does.
Yeah, it looked like the Motor City was, like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look any more or less dangerous. As opposed, like, in RoboCop, the other RoboCops, it's, like, very obvious. Like, no, Detroit's fucked.
Yeah, Detroit, well, also that, like, there's other stuff where OCP or Omnicorp doesn't, like, own Detroit, and they don't own the police in this one, which I thought was an interesting...
No, because in this one, they're more like a massive multinational startup, because they act like a, you know, much more of a slimy 2000s business instead of a all-seeing cyber corporation.
Yeah, like we would in like Cyberpunk or something like that.
This doesn't feel as cyberpunky.
No, not really. I mean, I guess it qualifies, but it doesn't. It doesn't hold to some of those like that. Like that overarching feel that Omnicorp like runs everything and so on and so forth.
Well, and that there's still like a government that actually like passes laws
and
shit.
Does stuff, yeah.
That feels like against a different kind of tone. But yeah, we got our hero cop Alex Murphy and his partner Jack Lewis.
Yep.
And there's a Lewis is in the hospital because there's a bad op against Van Halen, Valen,
Antoine Valen. He sounds French. He's not French.
Like, okay,
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess they changed it because they were like, well, Clarence Bowdicker won't really work.
Yeah, nobody in the future is named Clarence.
No one in 2014 is named Clarence. Fuck that shit.
Well,
Antoine's still strong a name as
ever. Antoine is a placeholder bad guy.
Pretty much, yeah.
He has a cardboard cutout where a bad guy should be, and yeah, they propped him up, and he was like, yeah, I do crime.
He's basically like a gun. Well, not even. I guess he's a gun runner, you could say.
What does he do? Yeah, I was like, does he. He runs crime, and like, we don't see any crime. We see one drug deal.
Mm hmm.
Like, I think he sells guns.
I think that is his thing. He sells, like, illegal weapons on the streets of Detroit.
And, yeah, so Alex is talking to the chief, and he's like, you got to get these dirty cops out of here. These obviously dirty cops who cannot arrest this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these guys are like, every time we try to arrest him, fucking case goes tits up. I'm starting to think that this Antoine Vallon is a modern-day Whitey Bulger.
And they're like, I don't understand that reference, but okay.
Yeah. That guy died in 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, they like storm out in a huff. Yeah, it might have been slower. It might have been a minute and a half. And Murphy's like, yeah, we found these guns, and they were in the evidence locker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so we arranged a deal with Vallon, but someone tipped him off.
Yeah.
And now we got a massive firefight, and Lewis got.
Well, he got shot.
He's not dead. He's non-fatally. He gets shot a lot.
Yes, he does. He's thank God for all his non-fatal shootings that happened to Lewis.
It's just like, because I was just realizing, like, he gets shot more.
Yeah, he gets shot at the beginning, then he gets shot at the end.
Yeah, he's just these bookendings by these shootings of Jack Lewis. The Greendale's biology teacher, Jack Lewis.
Makes me miss Michael K. Williams.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's so the firefight. That's what's happened, and that's why they're like, well, you're not on this case. We got Bip and Bop here.
Yeah, we got corrupt and more corrupt here. They can handle it. And
apparently that was the chief of police.
Yeah, the lady that he was talking to.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just like she was the Sergeant Reed.
By the whole, whole deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I thought that. Yeah.
No, I get you. Right I mean, I can't.
Remember. It's a big city. I just didn't figure you'd just go right to the chief. I thought that.
Of course you would. You walk right into their office.
You know, it just seems like they wouldn't be there. I don't know. So yeah, that's Alex Murphy. That's what he's about. And unlike the original, we spend a lot of time with Alex Murphy because he doesn't get his brain wiped.
Yeah, I like that. I like the fact that we got to actually got to know a bit about Alex P. Murphy, Murphy in like the first one and into the second one, he's kind of just like a cardboard cutout of a person. He doesn't have much of a personality. We know he has strong sense of duty, strong sense of justice,
and he loves his wife and kid.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it was kind of easy to imagine him as a robot because he was already like 80% of the way there. Yeah,
he's already pretty much there. But I like Joel Kinnaman a lot in this. I mean, he's a really good actor. So
He is. Like, you know, putting in the time.
Yeah,
but
he's working with what he's got. And
we got a Senate hearing to go to now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Senator Richard Dreyfuss is
he doesn't have a stack of papers in front of him, just a big mound of potatoes that he's just turned into a mountain.
This means something.
This means something. And everybody's just waiting. It's the weirdest, like, Senate hearing I've ever seen, because it doesn't look like they're in a Senate, like, a chamber. It looks like they're in a fucking mess hall somewhere.
They're in a boat, and they're talking about how they're tired and they want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And, that's like, well, Michael Keaton's here. He's the head of Omnicorp.
Yeah, Ray Sellers. You can tell. The old man finally has a name.
Yeah, you can tell. Well, this is an OCP. OCP is the parent corporation of Omnicorp.
Because it's, you know, it's a reboot, so we can't
it's
make
a
it.
Reboot.
We can't,
you can't.
Omni OCP is for the next one, you see.
Consumer products, they're out of that.
No.
They don't make that.
No, we don't want our products consumed.
No, these are just
you ever
these
try
are
to eat a robot? Don't do it. Can't consume.
Can't. Yeah. We use our Omni tools to make Omni products.
we
just wave them around with your like forearm up.
Buckets of Omni gel everywhere.
Omni
Medi-gel. Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, well, do your robots feel anything when they pull the trigger? Like, no, they won't.
No.
That's
does your
robots.
Toaster feel anything when it makes toast?
Regret.
Satisfaction.
Like, well, there's your answer. We don't want any of these godless things wielding guns on our, like, which, you know what? Richard Dreyfuss has a point.
Fair point. Yeah, I can't say I blame him.
So, yeah, they go back to the drawing board, and it's like, the marketing. Yes, thank you. He's the marketing guy, and he's like, yeah, there's $600 billion on the table here if we had robots in America with guns. So we're hemorrhaging money every day this isn't happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not how hemorrhaging money works. That just
it
means you're leaving
future,
it on the table. Like, if, yeah.
He's in marketing. He's not in accounting.
Fair point. So it's like, yeah, we need to do something so that we can get robots in America. And then they get the idea of like, well, why don't we put the man
in the machine.
In the robot?
Yeah.
And like, I don't think fuck dolls are going to work in this economy.
I don't think a sex bot's going to really
I don't think they're going to
win them over.
Give a gun to a sex bot.
Okay, that's the title of today's episode.
I just had this straight thought of like, oh yeah, and we'll get robot hookers, and then you pick up the robot, but then we have to defend the robot hookers.
Yeah,
so you got to put a gun on the robot hooker.
To defend themselves from the robot pimps, and it's a vicious cycle.
It's the name of Robot Johns. It's robots all the way down.
Oh man, that is like.
So they'll, you know, we'll make a man a robot. This is perfect. Bring us our, like,
show us the
prosthesis. Well, this is the prosthesis division where they have a guy.
I like this part, too.
Yeah.
Where we got to see Dr. Dennett Norton, played by Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, just play the guitar and do it unfeelingly. It's like, I got to feel something to play guitar. Like they gotta
do it unfeelingly. He basically they got a guy
with less emotion.
He has no hands, and then they give him robot hands, and he's like, you know, I'm a guitarist, which is, you know, when you lose your hands as a guitarist, just give it up and, you know, go home.
No, you make it work. If you lose your arm and you're a drummer, you make it work.
How do you do that?
Oh, I think he does it with a series of pedals and stuff. I've seen him live. He did all right.
Oh, him? Wow.
You know, from Def Leppard, that guy, he has one arm.
Does he? I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Yeah, he lost his arm in a car accident. Now he drums with one arm.
Well, more power to him. But,
yeah,
you know, got no hands as a guitarist. You'll, I don't know, maybe use your tongue or something. I don't know. Use your feet.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing the guitar, and it looks pretty good because they have the effect, you know. As he has his Terminator hands playing the guitar.
I mean, everybody's got a bit of Terminator something in that prosthesis thing.
It looks very Terminator hand. It looks like the kind of thing that you'd throw into a steel refinery to make sure that the future isn't evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody called Joel Morton. Michael Keaton shows up and he's like, hey, Gary Oldman, I got an idea. Fucking man in a machine. How about
that? What if we made somebody full prosthetic?
Mm-hmm. Like, like this, but all over.
And it's like, well, I didn't want to make any weapons. Like, we wouldn't be making weapons. We'd be making cyborgs.
Yeah.
which we give
the
weapons. You, and he's like, fuck it.
All right, fine. You pay my paycheck. All right, whatever.
So meanwhile, it turns out Bip and Bop were dirty cops the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex. No, he doesn't go home yet.
No, yeah, he doesn't. They go to like some noodle shop
or something. Yeah, and then they're like, "Hey, Antoine, Alex Murphy's looking into this," and yada yada yada. And Antoine's like, "Can you take care of it?" And they're like, "Oh, we'll take care of it."
Well, yeah, or like he will take care of it because it's like. Anyway, there's a car bomb. They're like, yeah, he'll be staying. They give him the information. Like, he'll be at this hospital. That's where Lewis is. Mm-hmm. And a guy, like, shuts off the camera and puts in the tiniest bomb on the wheel well of his car.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then Alex goes back home.
Mm-hmm. And we get to meet his family.
Yeah. He also met up with Lewis. They have a good bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, they're like, hey.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get those motherfuckers, and, you know, it seems like Lewis is asleep, but he's not. And, you know. Yeah, it's good little, like, human moments there.
Yeah, he goes home, and his kid likes the Detroit Red Wings, which was a nice touch, and it's like, yep, yeah, well, so we sure have a nice family life. Hate for anything bad to happen to all this, to ruin.
Woe is me if I open up a car door and then kablooey, huh? Huh? Thank God we live in the safe neighborhoods of Detroit.
And, so he, you know, puts his kid to bed, starts fucking his wife. All normal Detroit behavior.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting started to, you know, get ready with the kid too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a sequel. We're going to reboot it. And then the car alarm goes off and... They're like, whatever, just leave it till morning. And then he's like, no, it's going to wake David up. So Alex goes out, and he hits the little, like, button, and it's still going. Then the door opens, and then he tries to close it, and then kaboom.
Yeah, and so this is our inciting robocopping incident.
Yeah.
He gets blowed up, kind of. Not all the way.
They say, like, he loses his leg. He has burns over 80% of his body. He loses, like, a hand. One of his eyes. It's all fucked.
This is where they're going over the other two. The OCP was... They're not OCP. Whatever. I'm going to call them OCP. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's
fine. They're going over like candidates and like, no, he won't work. He doesn't have the heart for it. Or like, look at his psych profile.
Yeah,
like, we need to find the right guy.
Yeah, there has to be somebody out there that would make a great robotic cop.
Then he gets blown up, which I don't know. I think, because it's interesting because when they rebuild him and he goes on his whole tear, they're like, he's solving his own murder. And I'm like, he didn't die.
Well, you know, sounds better than he's investigating his attempted murder.
He's investigating his own attempted murder. Because, like, when you say he's investigating his own murder, that would imply that he died, and he did not.
Yeah, well, also, I don't think they declare him, like, legally dead as they do in the first one, so, yeah.
It's not as brutal as the first one, too. You don't get a lot of the heat on Velen. Because by the time we go back to Velen, I'm like, oh, yeah, him. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Entirely, you know? So that's the whole thing. But, yeah, now they go to his wife. Because, again, it's not like OCP owns the world. They have to, like, get signed off on him. And it's like, yeah, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Yeah.
Better. Faster, stronger than before.
We could spend $6 million and replace a toe. How about that?
Huh? Yeah, it's like he's burned everywhere except for the face.
Mm-hmm.
He's
got
his eyes fucked. What I'm looking to do here, Mrs. Murphy, is I'll keep one hand, his brain and face, and his lung and heart.
Yeah.
And we'll put those in a bag.
Containment prosthetic, and then we're just gonna, you know, put a big get a big mechanical shell around him.
And, yeah. And if he doesn't do well in the test, though, then he's going to stay in China.
Yeah. So, like, will you sign the dotted line, please, or...
And yeah, he does, because it's 3 months later, and he's at a house party, and he looks all right.
He looks fine. He looks great. Yeah, he looks listening to Frank Sinatra, you know? He's going to try dancing with his wife, and his coworkers are making fun of him, but he doesn't care. And
everyone's like, yeah, just make room. Everyone watches. This couple dances.
Mm-hmm. You know, like normal people do at any sort of social gathering.
Dance, dance, dance.
Dance, 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 dummy. And so we eventually see that this is, he's just kind of dreaming. They have him on a bunch of drugs, and he's just kind of lulled into a, you know. Well, they say he's like trying to make sense of stuff in his dreams, I guess.
Yeah, like they have him wake up and it's like, hey, you're a cyborg now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't move my legs. And like, yeah.
Funny how you're that cyborg. Works, huh? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you think that's air you're breathing now?
Cyborg
it is.
Air. Yeah.
Cyborgs. yeah. They have the whole setup and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, just let him go. And he just freaks the fuck out in the factory and
yeah.
meets a Chinese guy and freaks the fuck out even more. And like, they're trying to talk to him and calm him down over the headset. And like, can you just calm down? Please, please
just
stop.
Relax.
Please.
I did like this. And we mentioned this earlier. This is like when he's in, still got the chrome and the black, the silver black look. Looks really
oh, yeah.
good. I really like even the redesign with the helmet and the visor, I thought worked really
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. That, because a lot of the time they keep him without that until he's in like combat mode.
Yeah.
And then he has the visor.
Sort of like an Iron Man thing, I feel like.
Yeah. But, yeah, this part's fine. It's only when they paint it black that I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah, the black just doesn't stand out as much.
Well, it doesn't pop, and it
yeah.
makes everything look kind of samey.
Yeah, I get that.
Especially when he's fighting in the dark.
Yeah, right.
Later is just
a
little
bit... I did like
bit...
the red, with the visor. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but they have to shut him off
mm-hmm.
and put it back and, like, yeah. They disassemble him to show him, like, yep, this is you. One
really,
hand, lungs, face.
I really like that bit, though. Like, that was really, really, like, cool that you get to, like, take all the parts away and just see exactly what's left and just how
yeah.
little of that guy they kept. I thought was really, really cool. Really
They kept
well
his
done.
His second favorite drinking hand.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, they kept the hand
yeah.
that had his ring on it. That was nice.
Yeah, well, that's the one that worked, like his shooting hand.
Yeah, the one that does isn't fucked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did really like, and just the effect of seeing, like, the whole, like, the lungs work and the heart and even just the, like, the brain under the kind of
yeah,
lid or whatever, and just, it looked really cool. I liked the CG effect of it.
Yeah, he looks like, remember in Dragon Ball Z with the androids
mm-hmm.
and they had their brains?
Yeah.
Like, you could see, yeah, like
it
that.
Reminded, this is going to sound weird to people, it reminded me of, like, the third grade when my teacher brought in, showing us how lungs and stuff worked. She had a friend who was a butcher, so she had, like, the whole, like, the cow's, like, neck bit, the air tube and the lungs, and just seeing, like, it expand in real time. Shit's crazy, yo.
Yeah.
But that's immediately what that reminded me of. I was like, Jesus. It was really cool. I liked it. It's almost had like a neat body horror element to it.
Yeah, and he's like, well, if this is what I'm going to live like, just kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, I mean, supposing I could, like, your wife signed off on this.
Yeah.
And
don't you think she wants to see you again and your son? And again, I like the fact that they kept the family a part of it. I like the fact that they kind of made that an anchor for Murphy.
Yeah, well, in this one, he's much less of, like, his humanity is never really in question like it is
mm-hmm.
in the other RoboCops.
Yeah, well, they
he's
try to
always...
fuck with it at one point, but
oh,
he kind
yeah,
of
they...
overcomes it.
Yeah, just from being him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he calls his wife, and, you know, it's emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he mm-hmm. can't stay on the line the whole time because he's just, like, it's very... It's kind of a painful, you know, as it would be. You know, you thought dad, been away for 3 months, now you're a robot. We've all been there.
Yeah, literally happened to me just the other day.
I remember I woke up this morning and my foot was gone and replaced with a robot foot. Had to deal with
it. I'm a monster!
I'm a cyborg! Oh no!
Yeah, and we see like how the chair works and like how it feeds him and like cycles through all this stuff. I like that part about
it. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and now arming him up and putting him in against the simulator against Maddox and his robots.
Mm-hmm.
And we see him work and they realize like he's not as fast as a machine. And I was like, no shit.
Yeah, but it was also just really kind of jarring because they're like, we want him to be so machine-like, but we like it kind of defeats the whole purpose because you want the man in the machine. The man is of course going to react slower and less like efficiently than your just straightforward, you know, software program.
Well, and that's what I was like, why would you want him to be just as good? Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't the fact that he's already better than a normal person be the benchmark, and then you can go off of that, not better than your unmanned drone?
Yeah, but I guess like, that's not exactly... I guess it's mostly just, like, to get, like, a PR victory, but just, like, see? We found a workaround. Fuck you, Richard Dreyfuss.
There's a lot of things that Omni does that's just not... doesn't make any fucking sense. So, yeah, they, yeah, and also Maddox is, like... just is not a fan, at least said this, not a fan of Cyborg. He keeps calling him Tin Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my guys are so much better than your guys. It's not like than you. It's not even funny. Like, again, he just has to beat a normal police officer. He has to be better than normal Alex Murphy.
Yeah. But yeah, so and Maddox is just like, I wish there was a bit more of a, like, because again, Jackie Earl Haley does a really good job as this dickbag Maddox. And he just hates him, like, just out of, I don't know, because he's half robot or whatever.
Yeah, he's just not as, like, it's not like he's even losing his own job, because he'd still have overseas stuff.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Still it's just being a dick to be a dick, I guess. But they do, because of Murphy's reaction times are just a bit slower than their programs, Ray wants, the doctor to make him more robotic.
Yeah, well, and just make him fat, like make him the same in the tech specs. So what they do is they do some brain surgery, and you know, because they're like, yeah, make it work. And he gives him brain surgery that basically makes the AI take over when he's in combat mode.
Yeah, I did. I really like that little explanation as Norton's explaining it to the one lady, where it's like, no, this is really just the illusion of free will. He thinks he is in control and, you know, shooting the targets and so on, but it's actually our program doing it. This doesn't really come up at any time later, but I thought that was a really cool kind of concept.
It's like kind of the doctor's arc is that he does more things to sacrifice to OCP or to them. And, like, to, like, sacrifice his Alex humanity.
Yeah. Where, I did like
until he eventually...
I did like Norton as a character as well.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked this, like, that idea of, like, we're sacrificing his humanity to turn him into this. But, yeah, the distinction is, like, no, the robot is taking over when it's in
combat mode. When the visor's down, yeah. And we get to do another RoboCop staple, fight in a fucking warehouse abandoned steel mill thing.
Yeah, and they fight, because it's like, okay, you have to tag Maddox before he tags you. If he tags you, it's going to be the most painful thing you've ever experienced in your entire life.
Yeah, aside from getting blown up.
And yeah, well, he says, like, you sure about that? Like, we're positive.
Yeah, trust us.
And so we'll... he has 80 drones or whatever, and they're going to use that to try to flank you. You have to beat all of those and tag him. And yeah, he systematically just like takes out all of the drones.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is an issue for some people, but I think I said this earlier. I really love, RoboCop's mobility in this one, just how he's able to, you know, really move around. I thought that was so cool.
He's different conceptually. That he is a bit more sleek as opposed to the other
bulky, kind of. Well, also kind of just reflects how advanced, like, we've understood robotics and things, like, you know, how, like, long time ago, it was kind of those big boxy robots that ka-chunk, 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 but now things are just getting more advanced to where you could see like a kind of sleek robot like that. I don't know. I thought personally, I just thought it was a really cool improvement. You know, like the I like the old one still. It's just for this one, I thought it really worked.
Yeah, and yeah, he like disarms him and like, can I still just tase him? Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead. Like, yeah. You fucking shoot him for all we
care. Yeah, they just tases him.
Yeah.
And they he wins and then comes back home.
Yeah, and he gets to. I a lot of the stuff with the family and that dynamic are really appreciated because it's, you know, I feel like this movie probably would have done a disservice if they had just kept him a lot like the Murphy in the first one in the sense
of... Oh, it would be considerably worse.
Yeah.
Mostly because they didn't do... Like, I feel like it's missing a lot of the elements to me that make RoboCop fun, which is, like, the kind of more cynicism.
Well,
like,
one thing I miss is the satire. Like, like the commercials and the little bits of world. Like, you know, there's so much stuff, and especially by 2014, that you could kind of... poke fun at, you know, that probably would have done this a bit more of a service, but
this just
know.
Feels like, yeah, what if it was like now? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just wish you could do a little bit more. I wish we had more with our bad guys too. Like, nobody even gets close to a Dick Jones or Clarence Boddicker.
Yeah, they don't have that same kind of magnetism.
Like, by the time we got to the end, I was just like, I don't know who the bad guy is.
Right.
Like,
I guess Ray's the bad guy, I suppose. That actually, like, if they had done something like Michael Keaton as Clarence Boddicker, I think that would have been cool.
I think he could have, yeah, I really just needed somebody who was a bit more heat, and maybe, like, he's responding to, like, RoboCop's doing all this stuff and getting on my nerves. And
yeah, because, like, Antoine, he's just sort of weak sauce. He doesn't have the same kind of, like, ah, you bastard, you know?
He's
like,
not even as good as a splatterpunk.
Not even, no.
He
wishes he was a splatterpunk. He wishes he had a big fucked up mohawk.
Like, that's what I was missing. Because, like, you know, Clarence Boddicker is so fucking cool.
Well, he's just so fun to watch, and he's just so... you know, atypical of a movie villain. Just I say atypical just because he doesn't look like he's a villain, but he totally is. You know, he doesn't have that appearance of, like, you know, it's like I said, he looks like a fucking math teacher who's really disgruntled.
Yeah, and you know what, like, I don't know if it's just a sign of the times, but I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, are movie villains just weaker, and we just don't really care about that? Because it seems like we have some, but, like, it felt like, you know how, like, in the MCU, you have, like, your origin story and the villain is just sort of an afterthought?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I got out of this. You know what I mean?
Well, I also, like, just think that we don't, we kind of got into a phase where we just really liked having, you know, if it's a villain, there's a sort of way that you want to root for them almost, or they have, like, noble qualities. I think that's become a big kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and, like, the best MCU ones are like, oh, he has a point.
Yeah.
As opposed to, he's just interesting on his own, and there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, nobody's, like, can be, it seems like nobody can, and I know this is probably not true across the board, but it's, like, nobody can be as bad as they used to be, sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what makes Velen a bad guy. Like, what does he do? Does he sell nuke? There is no nuke.
No.
Like, does he sell drugs? Like, guns? He runs guns.
He sells guns, which, yeah, I mean, that's really shitty, but. You know, he didn't, like, blow off fucking Murphy's gun,
like,
hand.
You know,
fucking torture him with bullets for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. There's just something.
Yeah. No, I definitely see that point to it. And I was looking up, apparently, like, the director and Joel Kinnaman really wanted to have a harder R, you know, this to be, like, an R-rated movie. You know, in homage to the original RoboCop, but nobody was gonna pick it up in that sense, as I understand.
Well, it's like, because yeah, everything has to be pretty safe to make all the money back.
Well, yeah, because you put so much money into it, you can't fucking, you know, alienating an, like, the possibility of alienating an audience is, you know, not good. So.
But when you do all that and you put in all this stuff to not alienate anybody, you don't put anything that would make anything stand out.
Exactly.
Like, water doesn't alienate anybody either, but it's still, it's just like, it's there and it's fine, but like plain room temperature water is...
Yeah, but water doesn't, like, you know, go see movies.
No. What I meant is just like, you know, as a choice.
No,
like,
I got you. Gotcha.
You can't... Like, I just needed this to have something like that, that was like...
Well, I think, like... For me, I think if they could have just found... Like, I like some of the angles that they went in lieu of that. I just wish they were stronger. You know what I mean? Like, the connection with the family, or even some of that, like, ideas about identity could be cool. You know, if you can't do it the one way, try to make it work in the other way. You know?
Yeah, well, and I just wanted, like, some... You know, put a spin on it. Like RoboCop 1 satirizes like that kind of 80s mentality in a lot of ways. And you could do the same thing in 2014 with like app billionaire startup bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just give me a little bit more than that. But yeah, anyway, he bonds with his son over hockey.
Mm.
And
yeah, his son had been recording all the games and he hasn't watched any till his dad came back, which I thought was really sweet.
And like, okay, well, let's, all right, we got to whisk you away. Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to your fucking chair bed.
Yeah. Cause we can't have you go back home.
Cause
you can't nutrients.
Yeah. They don't have the nutrient, the baby food like you like at your old house.
Yeah. And he goes back to work and meets up with Lewis and like, yeah, no, I'm solving my own attempted murder. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry.
Yeah. I'm going to get to the bottom of this shit.
Absolutely does not, because he goes back to work and they're gonna have this big event, and the same day they're having this big event they're like, oh, let's put all this fucking shit
in
his
brain.
Why didn't you just wait
why didn't you wait till he was asleep to pull that shit?
Why didn't you wait until like 30 minutes before this big reveal to do all of this?
Yeah, what, like, was that a key part of the presentation? Like,
he just needed to meet the mayor.
Meet the mayor, say hi, wave, and like, hey, look at me, I'm not dead. Ain't this cool? Like,
it's just what. So like, yeah. So they do all this, and they're like, we're gonna put petabytes of data into your fucking brain.
Yeah, we're gonna upload the entire Detroit police database right into your fucking noggin.
17 years of CCTV footage are gonna go right into your
it,
brain.
You'll never feel bored watching nothing again. Yeah.
All of this trauma and hurt and pain and all of this data is gonna go into your fragile little brain place all at once.
Yeah.
Now we want you to meet the mayor.
He'll give you the key to the city in a sash. How about that?
And he's just like. And of course, he's freaked out because there is all of this trauma.
Well, he has a seizure. So much information, he just starts going, I gotta do something. He seizes out. And then the lawyer lady is like, he's on in like 15 minutes. You gotta figure out some shit to do.
And I'm like, why now?
Our itinerary got all fucked up.
Like, he was there for presumably a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have done this in China before, like...
No, Detroit's not in China.
That's fair. Like, all of this was just like, I don't understand why you did this. Like, have you done this before?
Yeah.
Have you put...
Test this out? Was this really necessary? Well, also, does it... I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I just assume, like, he could access the database from his suit anyway.
Like, Wi-Fi?
Wirelessly? Fuck me, I guess. I don't know.
Like, does he need to...
And have it just on hand at all times?
Like, no. This, all of it, because it's 2028, so yeah, they're like, all the CCTV footage is from 2011 onwards. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What a joy that must be. So, yeah, he collapses on the ground, and then the lawyer lady's like, fix him! And then the doctor's like, all right.
Get out of the room.
Get his dopamine levels to, like, 2%. And, like, just kind of, like, they make him very much like classic RoboCop in that regard.
Yeah, they do. Like, he doesn't have any sort of emotion or anything. Yeah, they're like, spike him. Make him feel like I do when I'm watching this movie. Just put him all the way down.
Yeah.
And he's just, yeah. How you feeling?
I'm fine, doctor. I also liked Kinnaman's, you know, robo. I wish they kind of robo, like, did something with his voice when he was like that, maybe. Kind of like, because didn't Peter Weller have some kind of like.
Oh, yeah, he has modification to his voice to make him sound.
I wish they would have maybe done something like that when his visor was down, you know. Kind of add to the ambiance of the character, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, so they make him a fucking zombie out
Pretty
there.
Much, yeah, he's a big metal zombie. And he doesn't say, he doesn't shake hands with anybody. He's just, scanning
or
the
respond
crowd.
To his family.
No.
Like, they're there, like,
"Hey,
hey, how's
Dad,
it going, Dad?
We love you."
Like,
ka-tunk, ka-tunk, ka-tunk.
Murderer!
Yeah, he sees a guy in the crowd, and he's like, "You are under arrest," and he
tases
him. And he does something the RoboCop never did in any of the previous ones. Reads him his fucking Miranda rights.
That's because they were in the cyber future.
Cyber future of, yeah, the shithole. I don't know. I like that, personally. And then Novak's like, "What a hero!"
Look at him go.
Well,
look at these
awesome
police officers who didn't know that this guy was a murderer.
Yeah. What dummies. Now we want a RoboCop on every street in America.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, get rid of that damn Richard Dreyfuss act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck Richard Dreyfuss, and everybody looks like Richard Dreyfuss. And
I hate Mr. Holland's opus.
This is so stupid. So, fucking RoboCop, they have like a big meeting where, you know, like the chief of police is like, if a RoboCop is going to be on all these cases, if he starts working on a case, he's like the lead of that case or whatever. And
well, because he just comes in and like, yeah,
I'm going
like,
to
okay.
find John Biggs. Bye.
Yeah.
Ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk.
This, and this. Solving this crime now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace out. Just letting you know that I'm going to go on the prowl. And Lewis tries to talk to him, and Murphy doesn't respond.
Yeah, and like OCP's doing all, like they're keeping the wife away,
mm-hmm.
and like.
And then they're starting to think about, well, I don't think now, because before they were talking about making toys and stuff, and that's when Ray is like, paint him black.
No, they painted him black before he.
That's
went
what
to,
I meant. We didn't cover it, but like they were like thinking of like marketing and shit, and that's when Ray is like, yeah, paint him all black and put a bat signal on him.
He has like a badge too. Did you see that? Like,
yeah,
imprinted
it's like,
the badge.
Yeah, it's
on
his chest. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I did like that part.
Mm.
But like, I felt like the black just doesn't.
Well, it doesn't really do him any favors. Like, it just, you know, it's all kind of just one like one note. At least the chrome and the black, you know, contrasts and kind of pops.
Well, yeah, it makes him always stand out wherever he is, and it makes him visually kind of dynamic. And
mm-hmm.
the black. It's like a matte black. I want to call it like a carbon fiber, but it's not really. But like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. And I don't.
The look of RoboCop isn't like 100% in this. It isn't like we've said when he's in China at the beginning and towards the end when he gets like a whole new body or whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, they've completely robbed him. They've made him a complete robot. But at least there's a guy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we achieved our dream, everybody. Why didn't they just do that before?
I don't know, man.
Well, this is uncharted territory, so I guess, you know.
Yeah, but he just, like, goes off on his big, like, RoboCop cycle. Like, mm-hmm. the Bat cycle.
Yep.
And, runs down, like a drug deal. And like, oh no, he doesn't do the drug deal yet, does he? I don't remember.
My notes say RoboCop
it's
goes
a drug
on
lab.
The hunt. Yeah, and it wrote John Biggs is making blue pens because that's what it looked like they were doing at that drug lab.
Yeah, like they're making nondescript drugs.
Yeah, you know, just drugs. It's a warehouse full of drugs.
You know, recreational
mm-hmm.
mostly. But
yeah.
I don't know. They could be knockoff painkillers.
Yeah. Then RoboCop shows up and he, you know, starts doing what RoboCop do.
It was interesting because he does shoot people, but like in the G.I. Joe way, where like there's no blood, they just kind of fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, I wonder is he killing them or is he tasing them?
Because
he has
two
like,
guns.
Yeah.
He has a Witcher
taser?
Style. Yeah. His main Auto 9, instead of being a handgun, is like a taser.
Yeah.
But his other one is like a SMG, and that one actually is like a killing of them. And it, yeah, it's like a silver and steel. Like, oh, if they have guns, I kill them. But, like, sometimes I tase them. It depends on if I'm bringing them in or not.
Yeah.
And, yeah, John Biggs is, like, tries as his last act on Earth to put out a
throw a grenade. And
he gets tased.
And then the grenade just goes off in his face.
And RoboCop's just like, all right, well, all right. Case closed.
Day, a lot of days were scoop him up and put him in a vial and bury him.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, there we go. And they've been doing other stuff. Like, they give Maddox access to everything, too, now. They're like, yeah, here, you get full access. Go over to the doctor's head.
Yeah, see, just make sure he's, you know, staying as robotic as possible.
Yeah, we want him to be more robo than cop. Yeah, so, yeah, he gets the access, and with this, there's another news segment that, like, RoboCop's great. He's sweeping the nation. And, in fact, we might repeal the Dreyfus Act. We're 50-50.
Yeah, according to our own polling.
Well, like, yeah, they're all talking about it. Like, yeah, we got all these senators on lock. It's close. And they're like, yeah, eventually they do. They get enough votes, and they repeal it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's like, yeah, we did it. And I was like, that's not how laws work.
No. No, not really.
Allow me to show you this special animated music video about how bills work.
Yeah.
It's about he's sitting on Capitol Hill. Wait. And he wants to be alive. Like, that's how I learned everything I learned in my life. Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah. Classic. And is this my note? My next notes are like Clara speaks out because they say something like, "Well, we got a Keo, keep her away or something like that, and hopefully she doesn't say anything to the news." And like, oh shit, well, too late.
Yeah, she runs in front of his motorcycle. And like, it's about our son.
Mm-hmm. He won't show his face in school. Everybody's teasing him that he's half robot.
Yeah. RoboCop's like, well, that's too bad.
Sucks to be him, I guess. Bye-bye.
I also have that the dirty cops meet the bad guy.
Yeah, they go to that, like, his, not fortress, but his fucking
compound.
Yeah, whatever. And they're like, you gotta watch out for that RoboCop, man. He'll get you.
And like, yep, we're keeping out on it, though. We're making sure that we're circular filing all the paperwork to make sure that you're still in business.
Mm-hmm.
And RoboCop, though, he goes back to his house and reconstructs his crime scene because he's got CCTV cameras on his own house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's able to reconstruct it and see that his son was scared when he got blown up.
Yeah.
Glad he was able to piece that together.
Well, I guess when he's in robot mode, because they basically, they're like, his brain's starting to reactivate even though, you know, we kept him at 2% or whatever. When they're like, well, how is he doing that? We have no idea. Fucking nature finds a way. Call Dr. Malcolm.
It's fucking, I don't know. Like, this is the first time this has ever happened before.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Again, I did like that. I think they do mention that, where this is all, like, uncharted, we've never done this before sort of thing. I thought that was a neat idea.
Yeah, so then he's like, well, wait a minute. What about that guy that I bought the gun from earlier? I'm going to track his ass down.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he tracks him down and, like, he's like, come on, I got 5 kids to feed. And like, you're not even married.
Yeah, and you don't even have a kid. He's like, well, I got, you know, thought it might work.
And, yeah, well, here's Velen. He's over here. And, yeah, he's able to track him down. Velen gets tipped off because that's all that Velen does as a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very prepared.
He's always prepared. With a name like Antoine, you got to be prepared for anything.
He, like, distributes night vision? Or, like, heat
something?
Vision? Metal vision?
Vision. Metal vision. It's like, you can see Slayer from anywhere.
Yeah. It only should. No, wood? Can't see it.
Nope.
Metal?
Plastics?
You can see it. Does it have any metal? It lets you see what Magneto can and cannot interact with.
Yeah. In case you needed a visor for that. And
yeah, then he shuts off the lights, like, we're ready for him.
Yeah. everybody hunker down, we got this. Well, they also put like bombs in the hallway.
Yeah, they arm up for RoboCop there to serve out his warrant.
Yeah, to, you know, lay down an ass whooping. And he does. He comes in, guns blazing.
Yeah, he just starts blasting. And we can't see a fucking thing. It's completely dark.
Dark. The only thing you see is his, like, red visor thing.
Yeah, for, like, one of the core action set pieces of this movie, I did not enjoy, like...
Yeah, it was just
I don't know why...
Why you guys did that, like, it didn't add anything.
Like, if it was, like, one part where the lights were shut off...
Mm-hmm.
That'd be, but like the whole, as a whole, I can't tell. And it just becomes like, here's flashes of light as they're shooting. And it was just very hard to follow. But he kills Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
And Antoine Levesque. And he's just like, well.
He's Anton's French cousin.
Like, well, case closed. Time to go after this. Gets back on his motorcycle and goes after the dirty cops.
Yeah.
I was like, I found your fingerprints on these things. And he sees that one's like, yeah, he's going to shoot you. And so he pulls like a Greedo and shoots him first.
Yeah. Lewis shot first. And then doesn't he tase the other guy?
Well, before the other guy's like, I'll tell you everything you want to know. It's the chief of police. She's in on it, too. And he's like, okay, that's cool. Sweet. And then he tases him.
Yeah.
And then he goes after the chief and like. Like, you don't understand, and, like, they're like, okay, we're pulling the plug.
Yeah, Maddox is like, for no reason, why did he pull the plug?
Because he was about to kill, like, he was about to, like, the chief of police, who's probably friendly with Omnicorp, like, he's going a little off the reservation. They don't really care about solving crimes, they care about
looking
good.
Well, I get that, but it's just, it seemed very, like... You know, like, no, it would, I don't know. It'd be one thing if it, like, they did something like in RoboCop 1 where, like, somebody was, like, in cahoots with Valen or something. You know
what
I mean?
You know, and they were like, you can't harm an OC. Yeah. They don't do anything like that.
Yeah, it just seems like he shuts them off to avoid really bad publicity. Because does anything even happen to the chief of police?
No.
Yeah. So.
And they keep talking about it like, oh, he's going after to solve his own murder. And again... As far as I'm aware, he did not die,
mm-hmm.
which is a core component of a murder, I've been told, is at least one death.
Yeah, as I think that fits pretty much the standard definition.
It's just someone's got to die. And, like, they bandy that about, and, like, yeah, so they keep him offline and... put up a bullshit story about how he's critically damaged because, you know, what's better than a hero? A dead hero.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a good martyr, huh? Soon people will be lining up to be turned into RoboCops.
Yeah, on every quarter. I want to be a RoboCop now.
Come to Omnicorp and become a RoboCop today.
Yeah, because they talk about how, like, you know, you don't want to have them going after city corruption. Murders are fine, mm-hmm. but...
When you start getting into politics, people get nervous. I thought that was a good line.
And yeah, I still don't know if they ever do anything with the chief of police. They don't seem to care. I would assume she gets taken to jail, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, presumably.
Okay, and so Raymond Sellers turns out to be, like, the ultimate bad guy, and RoboCop tries to bring him in later. I just want to bring this up because I didn't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, you're under arrest for the murder or the attempted murder of Alex Murphy. Did that mean that, like, they were in on it with Velen? Did it go all the way to that point?
I don't think so. I think...
Or does he talk about how he, like, tried to kill him in the lab?
I think about tried to kill him in the lab.
Okay.
Because otherwise those things have no connection within the context of the movie itself.
Yeah, like...
That's how I read it, is like, because people were trying to, you know, kill the, you know, stop Norton, and then so on and so forth.
Okay. But yeah, they have some more news, like, oh yeah, he's in critical condition, you know, we're all praying for you, robot cop.
Mm-hmm.
And, the wife speaks to the news about how he's, yeah. How they just want my husband back.
Yeah. I just want to hold his head and nothing else.
So yeah, they concoct a plan to kill him and martyr him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so they have to get Gary Oldman on board. And like, we'll get you anything you want.
Yeah,
and he's like, anything?
Anything?
Well,
I want 10 years funding. I want
fine. I want the Murphys to be taken care of.
Fine.
Fine.
I want
Pauly Shore to win the Thalberg.
Fine.
So yeah, and the act is it finally repealed here, or like the Senate votes on it,
I guess.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, bring in the wife. Like Raymond Sellers wants to talk to her. They have to concoct a whole story.
Yeah, he's basically like your husband's dead. He went crazy, shot up a police station. She doesn't believe him.
And like, I don't want any of your money. I don't want anything from you. And he's like, that's cool.
Sweet. That saves money for me.
Well, at first he's like, yeah, he actually died. He totally died.
Yeah.
And then she's about to leave, and they're like, oh, you can't go through that entrance. There's a thing.
Mm-hmm. There's an Ed 209 in the way.
Yeah, there's two of them. Because they bring it, like, the doctor wakes up Murphy and is like, you know, they're going to kill you. You need to take these guys out. And he does. And then he motorcycles his way to the OCP building.
Yeah.
And a bunch of cops join him.
Mm-hmm. Well, because doesn't he, like, reach out to
Lewis,
and then yeah, Lewis is like, you know, let's get the SWAT team together and see if we can back up Murphy, and yeah, so.
But don't use any guns because the droids, they don't like that.
Well, they'll shoot them if they see them as an armed threat. So it's actually, I don't know, I kind of like that as like trying to outthink the
or to work around them.
Yeah,
because like yeah, they because he goes to the Omnicorp, and like he tases one guy. They have like dudes outside the front. They like lock it up,
mm-hmm.
and he tases the one guy. It's like, you need to stand down. And he's like, fuck off.
Yeah,
shoots him.
Piss off, all of you. Now put your weapons down. I have to take care of these fuckers. I really enjoyed the fight between RoboCop and the Eds.
Yeah, he like gets between them and causes one to kill the other.
Mm-hmm. I think there's three of them, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he gets shot up a bunch, and at one point Ed falls on him, and I really like this part. He has to shoot off his own arm, mm-hmm. or his own hand, to get away, and then he keeps getting shot, and then Lewis gets in the way of the Ed targeting him, and it's like, oh, I can't shoot this guy, he's unarmed, and then RoboCop is able to get away.
Yeah, he body blocks it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then he encounters Maddox. He's just like, yeah, I'm targeted red, you can't get around that. It's part of your programming, so I can do whatever I want.
Mm.
Better run. And then he encounters
Lewis Maddox. Sneaks up behind
because Lewis just like shoots him.
Yeah. He's like, take that and your red ass head ass.
But he gets shot himself.
Yes,
like they
does.
Both
non-fatally though.
Yeah, because he looks, he can, because even though his visor's fucked up, he still's got other robot eyes. Yeah. And like, oh yeah, it's not fatal. You'll live.
Yeah, you'll be.
And they
fine.
Go up to the helipad where the Murphys are already, and they're like, "You just fly out with us. There's been a situation, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up, and RoboCop shoots away the helicopter. Like, that's the guy with the gun. Fuck
well, he
does.
Well, he doesn't even shoot the helicopter. They just see. Like, I think he just points it right, and they're like, "That fucking robot man has a gun. Get out of here."
And. Yeah, as it turns out, Sellers also is a red asset.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't...
You can't shoot me. I'm too important. I did like this, where it's like the, you know, like, because if he tries to shoot a red asset, which I think is probably a callback to the Directive 4, right?
Yeah. That's...
Where he starts to shut down when he tries to, like, take on an OCP guy. But I did like the fact that Murphy is able to, overcome it. I like that.
Yeah, he overpowers it and shoots him anyway.
Yeah.
Because Sellers is just like, I can do whatever I want. I could point this gun at your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ultimately brings him over the edge.
Yeah. And he also, RoboCop says, dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah, he does. You know what, though? I still think it just felt a little weak for
yeah,
the edge.
Yeah, no, I think if it, like I said, maybe if they tried tying something into, like, OCP is, like, putting guns on the street through Valon, and they uncover something like that. You know, something to kind of have that Dick Jones, Clarence Boddicker,
And like, even just, like, the big angle. Confrontation at the end. I felt like, you know, if we had brought this up before with the Red Assets, mm-hmm. like, that would be one thing where he could, like, you know. It just feels weird because we come so close to it back to back. Because yeah. Maddox has it, and then we have it with Sellers as, like, a 1-2. And normally, mm-hmm. in other movies, like, you have that, and it's like, oh, well, I have this thing. And then stuff happens, and then he overcomes it. They don't immediately... You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. Because it does feel like, make sure Maddox has that, and he mentions it, so everybody remembers from way before. But, I don't know. Like, the... Again, I just kind of wish that it, like, had more of a... Like, just stronger. Like I said, if they had done something to connect at all, kind of like they did with the Dick Jones, kind of Clarence Boddicker thing in the first one, having, and like... Yeah, Sellers is, like, fuck that attempted murder. Sellers is putting like, dangerous drugs or weapons on the streets in order to like, create this atmosphere. Make it,
yeah. I just wanted something like that to give him, like, some oomph.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, because eventually it's just like, yeah, he just shoots him. But, like, if we could have had something, I don't know, because, like, Dick Jones, the way that was, you know, oh, well, you're fired. Thank yeah. you. And he shoots it. That's yeah. very that, clever. And
yeah,
it feels
it's
great.
Really good. Yeah.
It's yeah. just like, I needed something where it was just like.
Like a turn that they weren't expecting.
Yeah. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to shoot you. I'm going to tackle you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're right. I can't shoot you. And he pushes him off the edge.
Right.
Or like, you know, something where like he outsmarts the bad guy would have felt more satisfying to me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
No, I totally hear you. Like, I do think it just kind of falls, like, it unravels a bit towards that. Like, it feels like we got 10 minutes left. We gotta, you know, hope this going. So.
Or, like, yeah, I just tackle him off the thing and they both fall off of the helipad. So, yeah. You know, I don't know, like, but I think that could have been better.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
But, yeah, so he's all fucked up. He's like, it'll be okay. And he gets his new armor.
Mm-hmm. Sometime yeah. later, I guess, like, the army or whatever is overseeing his reconstruction, because it seems like there's army dudes everywhere in the old OCP building or something. Because basically the president stops the repeal of the Richard Dreyfuss Act, and Mr. Novak is quite upset.
Yeah, says that Gary Oldman's character should be arrested mm-hmm. or just shot on sight.
Yeah,
for being a traitor.
Yeah, because Norton blows the whistle on Omnicorp, and don't they say, like, OCP has no comment, or its parent company has no... Something like that. They mention OCP.
Yeah, yeah, that it has no comment. And, it just ends with him. Like, kind of flatly. Like, yeah, RoboCop, though, he's repaired, has a new look.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's got the classic look. Good, isn't it? Great. And last we see of him is, like, cell phone footage of him walking by with his family or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and that ends, and thankfully I did check, no post-credit scenes or mid-credit scenes. I thought, like, there could have been.
There could have been. I mean, it's definitely the right time period for that kind of thing, but no.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they would have a post-credit scene for. Maybe a Japanese samurai robot?
Oh, yeah, or like, you know, RoboCop 2, like a cane.
Oh, yeah. This... like somebody's in a lab making nuke.
Yeah, I call this stuff Nuke.
Like, man, Jackie Earl Haley would have been a great Kane.
Right? He could have been... Honestly, he could have been a good Clarence Boddicker circuit.
Oh, yeah, fucking yeah, that's right. Him too.
I could have totally believed that.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, so that's RoboCop. My final note is, yeah, it's fine. It's got some good action CGI. I like the angle with Murphy and his family, but it's not without its flaws.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. It's just okay. It doesn't need to be, and is just very. It's overly safe and just kind of meh.
Yeah, it's just mid. Like it is what it is. You know.
Yeah, just stick with RoboCop 1.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, my final ranking here is RoboCop 1's at number 1. And then this ultimately, like, it shares RoboCop 2 and RoboCop 2014 share the 2 spot. Because I like them both about equally. You know, I think both have their strengths and their weaknesses. And then, less said about RoboCop 3, the better.
Mine would be the RoboCop 1, RoboCop 2, the reboot, and 3.
Yeah.
Because even though I don't particularly care for this all that much, it is better than 3.
Yeah.
It's not a painful slog like
No.
RoboCop 3 is.
No. It doesn't just outright just suck the life out of you.
Just. But yeah, I like RoboCop 2 for being a bit more edgy. It's just like a watered down RoboCop 1, but it still feels, it's not that bad. And I like kind of the ideas and the advertisement, like the silly ads and stuff,
Yeah.
to me, yeah, bring it up. But RoboCop 2 is also not without its flaws.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I would watch RoboCop 2 before I watch this again.
I mean, I don't know if I'll ever watch any of the RoboCops again, but ultimately, just when I kind of, by the end of it, I was like, yeah, I was just as satisfied with this as I was with part two.
Yeah. And then as for like the future, it looks like when Amazon bought MGM, RoboCop was one of the things that they wanted to address or do something with.
Yeah.
And so they're, as of Wikipedia, when I looked, they're talking about either a TV show or a new movie.
I can see them doing either. A TV show would be interesting. I don't even know what you would, how much
Oh, me.
is there in RoboCop for a show?
I mean, I think there's quite a bit as long as you do like a like you just draw out what all the different crimes are, and different gangs, and like you make kind of like a different web
Law and Order
of,
RoboCop style.
well, like, yeah, like a bit more of a police procedural with some action and like trying to solve like a bigger mystery, and you might have like a crime or something of the week, and then you have drama between like you have some OCP executives that you're following, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah. It is kind of interesting to me the idea of Amazon, who itself could be an omni-consumer product,
Yeah.
like owning and making something of, like RoboCop. But if that ever happens, we will talk about it as a movie
I'm
at some
sure.
point. We'll bring it up. But that was RoboCop.
Yeah, we did it. We were ending our stay in Detroit.
Yep, we're leaving.
Finally. Getting out of Michigan.
So yeah, as mentioned, we're going to wrap up Star Trek, or at least the Star Treks that ex are existing as of
Right
the
now.
time of recording, because there's another one or two that are being made.
They're planning on doing something with Star Trek, so who knows what'll happen. That is
But
for the future to be seen.
we're catching up with it. We're going to be done with them. As of right now, we're gonna
The
put
Kelvin
that to bed.
timeline, we're going to it.
Finishing it up. So yeah, that's Star Trek and then Into
Into
Darkness
Darkness
and
Beyond,
Beyond.
yep.
Yep. So that's where the part of there's the Bed Bath and then there's the Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah. It's a whole nebulous mirror universe where everything is the opposite of what it was.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, mirror universe about bath products.
It just gets you dirty.
It's just, yeah. But until then, I'm Devin.
I'm Dayton.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See ya.
Peace.